Welcome to Christians Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. The word of truth that you are about to hear is from Apostle Will T. Washington. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website at 3CLA.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved under God, Yahweh, a workman, needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
To die for our sin. Because it is written, the wages of sin is death. So, Father, we thank you for that. And we thank you that you have brought us here again to the house of Yahweh to worship and praise the name of Yeshua. Father, use the vessel that is before you, no matter how worthy or unworthy it might be. Use it for your glory, your honor, that Yeshua may be glorified in all the earth. We surrender to the Holy Spirit in the name of Yeshua, that the Holy Spirit would use the vessel to glorify the only potentate, King of kings and Lord of lords, the only one who dwelleth in the light that no man can approach. The King that set it upon the throne. Be glory, majesty, and dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Praise Yahweh. Hallelujah. Thank you all for joining us, being here today, and for you in iChurch that is listening in Spanish and in English. Thank you for being with us today. Hopefully, we will say something that will change your life or make your life better. We are talking, would you bring up our images Deacon Hill, if you're not angry with me for shouting you out, would you bring the pointer? I know you're not, but we are talking. This is probably this series of lessons are the most important series for the church that I have ever preached. And you all know that I have been ministering for 50 years. I have the church we I established in 1978, but I was ministering before 1978 as a young man in different ministries. So I have seen the gamut. I have ran the gamut of the shuckers and jivers. I've seen them all. And there's a lot of shuckers and jivers in the church. I mean, preachers. There's a lot of shuckers and jivers. I've served with them. I've had some fellowship with them. But we never could work out because this is no shucker jive for me. This is real. This is real. This determines eternal life for us. It determines where we will spend eternal life in hell or whether we will spend it in heaven. Amen. And so today, as you all know, Pastor Tom will be back in 2 weeks. It just so happened the Holy Ghost is winding this down. But I want you to know that this Mishkan, this tabernacle, this dwelling place of God, was the blueprint that Yahweh gave to Moshe over 1,500 years ago. All of the Ibrahim who served here thought it was just for them and their time. But it was pointing forward to the coming of the Savior of the world. But one thing it taught us, there was only one door. So there is only one way to God. There's no sense in getting mad at me because I tell you that there's not a Baptist way, a Catholic way, a Presbyterian way, a charismatic way. There's simply one way. And everybody got to go in that way. You know? So I'm trying to show you what that one way is. Yeshua said, if you try to get in any other way, you're a robber and you're a thief. So there's only one. Some people say to me, well, you think you're the only one? You're the only one out? I don't think I'm the only nothing. I just preach and teach the truth. Amen. I'm not going to cut another door in there just for somebody. You know, I'm not going to do that. Cut a Baptist door, Methodist door, Catholic door, Presbyterian door. And before long, there ain't no fence around at all. It's all doors. So if you really cherish God and His word, you want to be a part of these messages. Because these messages will transform your life. And these messages that the Holy Ghost has given is to transform the church also. To place the church back where it used to be during the apostles' time. A place of power. You are a place of power. So the last few weeks, we have been talking about, several things, but we began at the brazen altar. So let's go to the brazen altar. This is the brazen altar of sacrifice. It looks pretty now, but when you think about animals being tied to this altar and burn alive, killed and then placed on this altar. This was a terrible place, a place where there was blood and gore and smell and the baying of animals. You know, animals kind of know when they're about ready to die. And so this was a terrible place. But before, let's go back to the tabernacle. Before the priest could go into the most holy place, give us an view of the Mishkan. Before the priest could go into the most holy place, which is behind the veil, or every day that he ministered here in the holy place, which is the outer chamber, which is a type of the church, there you're responsible for ministering at the table of shewbread, which is the word of Yahweh, at the golden lampstand, which is a type of the Holy Spirit, and at the golden altar of incense, which is a type of prayer. So that's our responsibility. You have people in the church, you never find them at prayer. That's not possible to enter into the most holy place if you don't pray. So here at the golden altar of incense, here's the rule that was laid down by Yahweh. The priest must go to the Mizbeah, which is the altar of sacrifice, flip me back there, where the animal was sacrificed, which is right there. I showed it to you, but this will suffice us now. He must go here and get the hot coals that is left after the sacrifice has been killed. and take those hot coals and put it in a censer. That's a little carrier. Put it in a censer. Then take these hot coals. Let's go back to the inner verse. Take these hot coals and bring them here to the golden altar of incense and lay those hot coals upon the golden altar of incense. Then sprinkle incense upon the coal, and the smoke, the sweet smell, which is a type of prayer, goes up before the veil. And at the top there is an opening. It goes into the most holy place and sets above the mercy seat of God, which is a type of heaven. Isn't that beautiful? Amen. Now, you couldn't take coals from anywhere else except the brazen altar of sacrifice. Now, Nadab and Abihu was like many people in the church today. They thought it didn't make any difference where the fire came from. So they took their campfire, the fire they cooked on, and they took their hot coals. You know, people say, it don't make no difference. Don't make no difference. You know, don't make no difference what you use. So they took the fire from their campfire, took the coals from their campfire, and they went into the tabernacle and sprinkled incense up on the coal, and God killed them. Aharon, which you call Aaron, was devastated because these was his boys. These were his sons. And he didn't know he was in a dither. And Moshe said to Aaron, remember what Yahweh told us. He said, when you come before him, you must honor him and act like he is God. And what he says counts. And the Bible said Aharon held his peace because he knew what they had been told to do. Right? So, now that we are in the new covenant. Amen. See, this was the old covenant. But now we have entered into a new covenant. Amen. The old covenant was types and shadows of good things to come. It was not the actual thing, but a type or a shadow or a pattern. How many of you know anything about patterns? Let me see your hand. When I was a kid down in Mississippi, way back in the country, folks made their own clothes. And so what they did, they ordered the patterns from Montgomery Ward or from a Sears and Roebuck. And the pattern came in a little packet, and they would open the pattern, and they would take the pattern and fit it all out. It's just paper. And then they would lay their fabric on the pattern, cut out their fabric according to the pattern, then they would make their cloak. Right? The pattern is not the garment. You don't wear the pattern. So this pattern was never a pattern for salvation for mankind. Amen. It was a pattern to show you what salvation really was and how it would come. Amen. So I have been trying to share with you, because here's what happened. If you learn the pattern, the church will become dominant again in the earth. See, right now the church is in a, what can I say? Comatose state. is barely alive. There is no real active apostolic church in the world today except us. Now, I'm not bragging because of me, but we got the right pattern. We have not executed the pattern yet as we ought to execute it, but we have the possibility of executing the pattern if we want to learn how to do this. And so today I'm going to start again in Yohanan, the book of Yohanan, which you call John. And I want you to be very careful how you listen. This could be life or death for you. Could be joy or peace for you. Now, I just want you to listen and see if you pick up what's going on here. Now, Yeshua has told his disciples that I'm going away. I'm going back to where I came from, and that is heaven. And so they were kind of devastated because they were used to, you know, saying, Lord, what's going on over here? Lord, the storm is going to sink the ship. Don't you care that we perish? And Yeshua would stand up on the bow of the ship and he would say to the wind, hush. And the wind stopped blowing. And there was a great calm. Huh? Lord, this man is sick. This woman is sick. What are we going to do about it? He said, be thou healed. But now he's going away. And they're not going to be able to say, Lord, look here, do this. Lord, look here, do it. Lord, we are hungry. Bring me what you got. We got 5 little fish and 2 little loaves of bread. Bring it to me. And he said, have the 5,000 people sat down. And he began to break off the fish and the bread. And he fed 5,000 people. Of 2 little fish, a couple little, and they saw what loaves of bread. It wasn't these big loaves that we have. Little thing for a kid. The kid had it. It was his lunch. And they picked up 5 baskets of leftovers. They were used to this kind of ministry. But now they're going and he's going away. Now just listen to this. Let's start again at the 22nd verse. And ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again. And your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. Watch this. And in that day you shall ask me nothing. So he says, there is a day coming. In that day, you're not going to be able to ask me anything personally, physically. You shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he shall give it you. He said, that time coming where you're not going to be able to ask me nothing personally, physically. But whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. See, you have asked me, but you have never asked the Father anything in my name. Because until I am sacrificed and go away and leave some coals behind, Because the coals was a type of something. It was a type of what was left by the sacrifice.
Yes.
Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive that your joy may be full. Now, I'm going to tell you, I know for a fact that many, many so-called Christian folks don't have no joy. They don't have no joy. They go about this so-called walk, just wondering about. They know there should be something in it, but they can't find it. And the reason they can't find it, they do not listen to the detail, the fine print of the instruction that the pattern gave. The pattern said, if you're going to offer prayer to me on the golden altar of incense, you must have the coals from the altar of sacrifice, from the animal that was sacrificed. And then you sprinkle the incense upon the coals. Only that will ascend to me. Only that will I accept. I won't accept anything else. Now, Yeshua comes and he says, to this point you have asked me nothing. You have prayed to the Father nothing in my name. But now, pray in my name. Now I want you to turn, if you would, to Mark, the 16th chapter and the 15th verse. Now, if you all want to begin to walk in victory and begin to see the church world turn upside down, you need to listen. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. How many of you have heard that? Most all of you have ever read the Bible. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Now, I didn't say he that believeth shall be saved. Did you notice that? People say, well, I know I believe. No, he didn't say those that believeth shall be saved. He that believeth and is baptized. You got it? You got to look at the structure. I remember when my kids were small and I had their Christmas present and I'd buy these bikes. I would kind of thought I knew how to put it together. So I wouldn't read the instruction. I'd just start putting it together. And I'd get the bike together, and I got some parts left over. Now I got a problem. I got to take the bike all apart again, or just leave the parts out. Sometimes I left the parts out. The bike didn't run well, but I didn't feel like going back and taking that apart again. You got to pay attention to the detail. You got to follow the pattern. Now, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Well, I think the apostles had the baptism, correct, right? They had the formula for baptism. And so the apostles said, I'm not baptize you in the name of Yeshua Mashiach. Somebody say, but he said Jesus. Well, that name never existed in this day. That's not a name. That name is less than 400 years old. It's not a Hebrew name. It's not a translation of a Hebrew name. It's not a transliteration of a Hebrew name. It simply means nothing. Oh my God, listen at him, blaspheming God. Well, I'd be very careful if the name did mean something. Or if there was a name back in that day of Jesus, I'd be very careful how I say that. But there's no name Jesus ever in history until we saw it appear in the King James Version about 390 years ago. So don't leave me because I bust your bubble. I know you thought the name of Jesus is way back. It doesn't. It's a made up name. It's just simply made up. Nobody knows where it came from. There's no history that says this is somebody that was named Jesus. He that believeth and is baptized. How? The formula used by the apostles was in the name of Yeshua. Shall be saved.
It don't make no difference.
Then you still mess around with that. You're gonna find that you're gonna be dead. You won't get to heaven. You'll be dead. It does make a difference. Watch this. And these signs shall follow them that believe in any name.
What?
In any name that you can think of. Doesn't matter what you call it. You can call him Howdy Doody. He knows your heart. In the name of Howdy Doody, you know my heart. Yeah, he do know your heart. That's the problem. That's the problem. In my name, this is Yeshua speaking. Shall they cast out devils? Have you all observed that people in the church sometimes act like they're possessed with a bad spirit? Have you noticed that? Now, if this is true, there's no way for a devil to possess one who is saved. Because in his name, you will cast the devil. He won't even get in you. Because you got God in you and you got a name that's attached to you. When you walk down the street and the devil sees you, he crosses over on the other side. Look, when Yeshua walked down the street, the devil said, "Oh, Lord, are you coming to persecute me before my time?" Say, get out of him. Come out of him. Please don't make her. Let us go into the pig. He said, okay, go into the pig. Pig don't matter. But the pig said, Pig ran over the cliff, man, jumped into the ocean and died. Pig said, no, no. Don't come in me. I'd rather die. They shall speak with new tongues. Come on now. They'll get a baptism, a Holy Ghost baptism, and they'll speak with tongues and magnify God. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpent. And you know, this, some people have taken this as a religious thing, and so they play with snakes in their services. And their thing is, if the snake bites you and you die, you wasn't a real Christian. A lot of them died, so they wasn't real Christian. You know what I'm saying? And some of them got bitten, and they're immune now to snake bites. It's a whole religion. It's not big, but it's a religion. Because people misread the Bible. What it said was Nahashim Yeshua Bedihim. If you translate that, it says, devils or enchanters, they will take up and take away. In their hand. Now, when the Bible says you got something in your hand, it don't mean you got something in your hand. Not something natural in your hand. It's talking about power that you have, that God has given to you, and it says it's in your hand. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Now, I'm not talking about you going out there getting some rat poison and drinking. It's talking about if you eat something that has poison in it that would normally kill folks, it won't kill you if you're in the right name and you're in the kingdom. But you don't go out there and say, see, I'm going to prove to you that I'm a Christian. Bring me some rat poison. Say, thou shalt not tempt the Yahweh thy God. There's no reason to do that. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Not maybe, shall recover. See, this is a guarantee. When you got the truth, when you're walking in the right pathway, when you have the right name, you have a guarantee of something that will happen. Now, you must accept this. If you're still not know, well, I don't know what is the name, Jesus, I don't know what is that. I don't think it make any difference. They baptized in the Holy Ghost like we are, and so I don't think it make any difference who's saved and who ain't saved. Yeah, and folks, look, it's like the Bible said it is. And you say, well, it's in the Bible, Jesus. Yeah, that is. But when you are a study, when you research, then you find out that some things in the Bible has been changed. It's just simple. It's been changed. Every name, every Hebrew name, every Yehudim name has been changed. Every one of them. They call Yohanan John and Kepha Peter, Yaakov James. It's been changed. You know why it was changed? By Europeans who wanted to steal the identity. And no sense in getting mad at me. They was going to say they wanted it to be their identity. And this was a Hebrew identity. This was brown people identity. But Hebrews are white. No, they wasn't then white. Not at that time they wasn't. Oh, God help me. I don't want to get in trouble and have you all in trouble with me. But you have to believe this. You have to wrap your heart around this. You have to wrap your mind around this. You have to wrap your soul around this. Philippians 2. man, time just go by. I need to have some time, about 3 hours to preach. See, some of you now, y'all be tipping out on me, but I need about 3 hours. Now I want you to look at the fifth verse. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Mashiach Yeshua. So it said, let. It means you've got to allow some things. You can allow some thoughts to come into your mind, or some truths to come into your mind, or you can resist that. So it says, let this mind, allow this mind to be in you. What is the mind? Who being in the form of Yahweh God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, with Yahweh, but made himself of no reputation and took on him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. Hallelujah. Now let this mind be in you. Now here's what he's trying to say. You all have a status in the spirit that is different from anybody else. And I'll show it to you in a minute. But though you know who you are in the spirit realm, as Yeshua knew who he was, he didn't make himself of any reputation. He took on him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. You say, well, how did that relate to me? Hold your fingers here, we're coming back. Look at 1 John 3. Just hold your fingers there and go to 1 John 3. One. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of Yahweh. Now listen. We are called the sons and daughters of Yahweh. You are equal in status with Yeshua. And we read last week, he's not ashamed to call you brethren. And he that sanctified and those that are sanctified is one. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of Yahweh. What did he say? When are you going to become a son of Yahweh when you die and go to heaven? Huh? Beloved, what? Now are we the sons of Yahweh. And we don't think it's anything for us to be equal with Yeshua. Because we are. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor. Now, right now, I'm a son, or usually the women say a daughter of Yahweh. Right now. Not tomorrow. Right now. But you don't go out trying to say, look at me, huh? You make yourself of no reputation and you become a servant of Yahweh. Now watch. Now are we the sons of Yahweh. Right now. I'm not taking anything. I'm not stepping back one inch. I am a son of Yahweh. Right now. And not only that, I have the name of Yeshua, because the name of Yeshua was given to me in baptism. So right now. See, if you don't get this, you'll never be able to use the power that's in the name. The family name. But we know, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. Now, we know we're the sons of Yahweh, but there's going to come a time when we're going to be something else. But we know when he shall appear, we shall be like him, but we shall see him as he is. See, we know we're sons and daughters of Yahweh. We don't quite know how we're going to look or how we actually look in the spirit. But when we shall see him, we'll realize we're like him, for we shall see him as he is. Back to Philippians 9:3. Wherefore, Yahweh also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Look at your neighbor and say, praise God.
Praise God.
See, when you let that mind be in you, God is going to highly exalt you.
Hello.
And make that name work for you. That name, the name of Yeshua, is above every name. Now watch this. That at the name of Yeshua, every knee shall bow, of things in heaven and things in the earth and things under. You're going to have dominion over things in heaven, things on the earth, and things under the earth. But you gotta be able to believe this. You can't have it if you don't believe it. I'm gonna have to quickly go to Colossians 3:16. Maybe I shouldn't go there, but I'm gonna go there, and y'all can punish me later. 3:16. Let the word of Mashiach, of Yeshua, dwell in you richly. This word, in or kia, dwell, means to live in a house. And richly is the word plausios. And that means as a wealthy person. Let the word of Yahweh dwell in your house as a wealthy person. How do a wealthy person dwell? It has all the run of the house. But you got to allow that. You got to allow the word to have dominion in your house. In all wisdom, Sophia, insight into the true nature of things. Pharonius, there's two words we want to use. Ability to understand action and their result. So, God wants you to understand the true nature of things. Everything shine ain't gold. And everything that appears is not what it actually appears to be. So you need wisdom to know what the actual nature of the thing is. If the word dwelling you richly, you'll be able to do that. Now watch this. Teaching and admonishing one another in psalms. Don't talk about teaching each other by you saying, you rascal, you better get right. But you do that in church, in psalms, psalmos, which means a sacred song put to music, in hymns, a song of praises to Yahweh. And hymns and spiritual songs. And this is where we are like it. Pneumaticos. Pneumaticos means songs that are revealed by the Spirit. In tongues. Y'all listen to me. Because we are missing this piece. Well, not, we're not totally missing it, but we don't understand. There are three ways that we worship in song and hymn and spiritual song in the church. Spiritual, look, our psalms and hymns, all that is actually spiritual song. But pneumaticos is talking about songs given to the church from the Spirit. We almost made it there today. Did you hear it? We almost made it there today. But because we don't understand it, some folks start speaking in tongues. Because they don't understand. Well, they just felt something coming and they thought it meant speaking in tongues. That's how we got it. We think speaking in tongues is the ultimate. And others who are leading us, don't get mad at me.
Teach.
Think that through much talking,
teach,
you bring the Spirit in.
Teach.
Yeshua corrected some people. He said, the Yehudi think that they get their prayers answered by much speaking. There's some time to stop speaking, to stop talking, and let the Spirit minister in his own way. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord, y'all. Praise the Lord, y'all. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, I hear him. Praise the Lord. Well, we can't praise him because you talking. We think we're up there. When we're jumping around, that's God. We're bringing the Spirit down. You don't have to bring the Spirit from nowhere. He comes by himself. And he don't need no flesh to come. In fact, flesh gets in the way. Now, I'm not trying to hurt anyone. I'm just simply trying to say, God wants to move us into a new dimension. And we have to understand how we get into that new dimension. We are not the ones who are bringing the Spirit in. The Spirit comes in when he wants to come in. And if we won't let him, we don't give him any space, we don't give him any time, how can he come in? We almost made it there. We made it in a little way today. I heard some spirit song going forth. Did you already say, how many of you heard the spirit song going forth? Yeah, but some of you start speaking in tongues. You didn't know what was going on. You didn't know what God was trying to do. But the little touch that he came in changed the service. How many of you noticed that? The little touch he came in changed the service. It changed everything. Well, that's okay. Pastor Tom will be back. We got next. I'm gonna do my thing till he gets back in it. He might admonish me today, but I'm doing my thing, man. This is it. This is it. I don't know where I get this chance again. Not on this extent. Now watch this. And spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to Yahweh. Now watch this. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, now watch this. Do it all in the name of Yahushua, giving thanks to Yahweh and the Father by him or in him. Watch. Anything you do in word. And this word is the normal word we know, logos. But logos could have different meanings. And here it means when you speak or express something or express a thought that is delivered with authority. Whatever you speak to, it could be sickness, it could be a problem in your life. Whatever you speak to with authority, do it in the name of Yeshua. And whatever you deed is, ergon is an action. Whatever action you take, take it in the name of Yeshua, giving glory. Say what? Giving glory. Giving glory. I'm not glory. Giving thanks to Yahweh and the Father in him. When we give thanks, we give glory. We got to buy into this name. Yahweh cannot move us into the dimension that he wants to move us into. And that is back to the church, the early church of the apostles who had the truth of the name and of mostly everything that pertained to Yahweh. These was Hebrew boys. He wanted to take us back there. He wanted to take us back with the church. We won't say church, but the believer was powerful. Huh? Kepha said, and I'll end it here. Kepha said when he met that man at the gate called Beautiful, man who had never walked in his whole life, he said to the man, see, here's the confidence we got to have. He said to the man, silver and gold have I none. Because the man was asking for a handout. But such as I have, now listen at this, such as I have, I'll give it to you. This is what I got. In the name of Yeshua, rise up and walk. Such as I have. It's my name. It's the name of our Savior. It's the family name of heaven. I have that. And it's mine. I give it to you. In the name of Yeshua, rise up and walk. And people look at that. And then Kepha said to them, you looking here, you people who see what's happening, you know this is a notable deed. But I want you to know, it's in the name of Yeshua that this man stands before you whole. If you can't buy into this, we will never become what God wants us to become. Yahweh wants this organization to turn the church world. There's no issue about church world. You got all kind of churches. You got some churches that is bought into a political party. And Yeshua said, Satan is a lie and the father of a lie. So everybody lies. Their father is Satan. And yet they bought into it. My brothers and sisters, let's begin to this walk in the way Yahweh wants us to, that we might accomplish what he has put us here for. Father Yahweh, we come to you in the blessed name of Yeshua, HaMashiach, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. We thank you for all you have done for us. We thank you for the name of Yeshua. We ask you to help us, strengthen us, give us the fortification that we can move forward in the name of Yeshua. And we'll ever praise you in Yeshua's mighty name. Amen. Keep your head bowed. There may be someone here today.